electrification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Some U.S. corporations are now complaining that they are getting badly cheated by so-called free trade with China. The American Chamber of Commerce in China is now complaining that China is violating free trade pledges by limiting market access and shielding its industries from U.S. competition. The Chinese government is subsidizing local Chinese businesses in technology, energy, aviation, and other fields in order to establish Chinese dominance in those fields. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says those policies are a blueprint for technology theft, and they force non-Chinese firms to hand over their ideas, patents, trade secrets, and know-how as the price of doing business in China. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce pointed out that 26% of its member companies say they are being hurt by China's so-called indigenous innovation policies. That's the policy that requires U.S. companies to give China all its patents and manufacturing processes in order to be allowed to do business in China. The American Chamber of Commerce in China has an annual white paper that reported China clearly supports domestic companies at the expense of non-Chinese companies by regulations on licensing, standards, and government procurement. These regulations, combined with forbidding non-Chinese access to major industries, show that China, despite World Trade Organization membership, has absolutely no intention of allowing free and open markets. Last December, U.S. trade negotiators thought they were getting a promise that the Chinese would stop using stolen software. There's no evidence that China complied. Why is anybody surprised? China has a communist government and is aggressively protectionist. Trade with China is a big cheat on America.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
My name is Doreen Hannes. I'm also known as Truth Farmer, and I am guest hosting today for Maggie Rodden. And if you're a regular listener, you probably realize that I am not her. However, we're both on pretty much the same mission, and that is to an unsolicited opinion and the truth about what is happening, why it's happening, and what we can do to do the next right thing and try and slow this monster down that is eating away at our freedom. Today we're going to be visiting with Henry Lamb, who has been fighting against Agenda 21 for years and years. And he is just a powerhouse, a wealth, an encyclopedia of information on Agenda 21 sustainable development. And if people are still confused at all about what Agenda 21 is or the word sustainable, we're going to try to help you get over any confusion you may have about it. Agenda 21 is a UN plan, and you can download on the UN's own website the plan, which is approximately 400 pages. It covers every single aspect of your life. It covers finances, land use, water, water access, water use, water control, product manufacturing, growing of food, shipping, transportation, importing, exporting, everything, even the kind of laundry detergent that you can get. Agenda 21 states in like the first 10 pages of this 400-page tome that it is about controlling human impact on the environment, and it is not a conspiracy theory. It is documentable. It is being implemented in the United States via soft law predominantly, backed by legislators who give the permission to the agencies to enact Agenda 21 and to write rules, regulations, constraints on your ability to be free and to profit from your labor and to carry on with your life unmolested by continual infringements on your capacity to use your property. So that, in a nutshell, is what Maggie's show is all about. And that is, in a nutshell, what we are all fighting against. I mean, we can say that it is good versus evil, and it definitely is. It's two diametrically opposed worldviews. We have the worldview where mankind is supposed to manage the environment, and what we are going against with Agenda 21 is where the environment is above mankind. So today we are going to be speaking with Henry Lamb, who is just, like I said, he is just a wealth of information on this. Actually, he's worked intensely with a number of my mentors, but this is going to be the first time that I've actually ever spoken with him, so it should be kind of interesting. Henry Lamb's website is freedom21.org, and he also has Sovereignty International. We'll continue to give the websites as we go on through the interview today. And after the first half hour, I think I'm going to open it up to callers so we can get a good idea of what's on your mind and what it is you would like to know about how to stand against this ridiculous infringement that is absolutely against foundational principles of this country and really against all common sense. So I want to welcome you today again to the Unsolicited Opinion. Please go to Maggie's website. It's www.theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to read my articles, you can go to newswithviews.com or my blog, which is truthfarmer.wordpress.com, and also Liberty News Radio. I'm a columnist with them. So I try to write as much as I can, but lately I've been trying to actually live by my own credo and get our garden in really good shape, and it's been kind of a challenge this year. So my big issue, folks, is agriculture. And agriculture, as I see it, is the only thing that allows us to be civil to each other. So agriculture is the basis of civilization, and in order to be kind to one another, we must all have enough to eat. So that is something that is a dominant theme, and I'll probably, whether I want to or not, bring it into the conversation today. So I want to thank you for joining us, and as soon as we get back with Henry Lamb here, we'll bring him on right after the break, and I want callers to be thinking, because this man has so much knowledge and has been involved in this for so long, be thinking about questions that you might have that you want a true expert to answer. So let me see here. We've got on the water issue. This is a very large deal, and I understand that this station is in Colorado, but the Missouri River is currently, due to planned mismanagement by the Army Corps of Engineers, taking out a vast amount of farmland. And the Army Corps of Engineers is offering to buy up that farmland at a pittance. And there is an article online that if people could go there and read it, it's a tremendous article, has a ton of links documenting it, and it is on the American Thinker, and it's the purposeful flooding of America's heartland. And this, my friends, is Agenda 21 in action. They want to renaturalize the Missouri River and allow the Missouri River to create additional wetlands, and it's going to happen in southern Missouri where they blew up a perfectly good levee as well. So, folks, we'll be back in a little bit with Henry Lamb, and we will discuss Agenda 21 Sustainable Development.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Ferris Survival.
Welcome back to the Unsolicited Opinion again. I'm Doreen Hannes. I'm guest hosting for Maggie Rodden today. And today we have the pleasure of having Henry Lamb, who is at the forefront, has been at the forefront of exposing and explaining Agenda 21 sustainable development to the American public and also internationally for years and years. Mr. Lamb, are you with us?
I surely am, and I appreciate all of the kind words, and my name is just Henry.
Okay, Henry. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and actually, you know, it's kind of funny. I've been dealing with years and years for people who have been very good friends of yours, Ray Cuneo and C. Russell Wood, who we just lost recently, and I just want to thank you personally for all of the work that you've done in this, and thank you for your dedication to it. But how did you get involved in this, Mr. Lane?
Back in the 1980s, in the late 80s, we started our organization. At that time, it was called the Environmental Conservation Organization because we saw the federal government infringing on private property rights, especially in the rural communities. And we believed in protecting the environment, but certainly not at the expense of private property rights. So we set up this organization to oppose the intrusion of the federal government into private property rights. Dr. Dixie Lee Ray was on our board at that time when the 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development took place in Rio de Janeiro. She went to that conference for us, and her reports backed daily to me and to Rush Limbaugh and to a few others was just amazing. Of course, that conference produced the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Framework Convention on Climate Change, a forestry treaty, and Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
As you said earlier, a soft law or non-binding document that was not a treaty, but was nonetheless signed by 179 nations, including George H.W. Bush for the United States. From that moment forward, actually from before that moment, but from that moment surely forward, my entire life became focused on stopping what I saw to be the rush of international influence to socialize the entire globe under a United Nations administrative form of government.
And, you know, it sounds absurd, but it's absolutely true. This is all being done via soft law. It's laws that aren't laws, and it's incrementalism at its finest, in my estimation, Henry. It's like we've got the EPA has been really putting this into effect since the 70s, and the first United Nations Ramsar Convention on water use.
1971 in Ramsar,
right.
Iran. The concept of wetlands emerged and suddenly converted swamps and mud puddles into a prestigious landscape that has to be protected at all costs.
Absolutely. And what we're dealing with now, and to me this is a huge issue, what we're dealing with in the breadbasket of our country with the intentional flooding and destruction of farmland, and then the agency, the Army Corps of Engineers in this case, and some professors, mostly from Illinois, who are putting forth that the Bird Point area, 200 square miles of some of the most fertile farmland in the country, is to now be wetlands. And there's no compensation for those farmers over there.
No. This is part and parcel of the transformation of the globe, but particularly of America. According to a scheme that has been emerging for several decades, but I'm sure you're aware of the Convention on Biological Diversity the Wildlands Project, which is the central theme of the Convention on Biological Diversity, calls for converting as much as half of the land area in the United States back to wilderness, back to how it was before the Industrial Revolution, how it was before man climbed down out of the trees, as it were. And it is being undertaken systematically throughout the government. Mm-hmm. And we have ignored it. I say we, the American people, have not believed the evangelists that have been out there until now. We're beginning to see the consequences. And I hear every day people say, why didn't somebody tell me that this was going on? And, of course, we have for 25 years.
Been trying to, anyway, you know,
yeah.
But it does, on its face, it sounds really somewhat hyperbolic, but it's not, and it's documented, and that is the issue. But what I have found is that people don't understand how government, or governance, actually, works any longer. And so it is difficult for them to see how the agencies can employ the methods that they're employing to control private property. I've done this a number of times, but I'd be very interested in hearing your explanation of how the agencies have brought this to bear, sir.
Well, it's been very straightforward. One of the very first recommendations in Agenda 21 is that every nation set up its own action plan for implementing Agenda 21. Bill Clinton did that in early 1993, it's very shortly after he took office, by executive order creating the President's Council on Sustainable Development, calling forth almost every agency of the federal government, all of the several of the cabinet positions, and a few selected industry people, and several of the major environmental organizations created this council. Their purpose was to implement the recommendations in Agenda 21 as much as possible administratively or through rule changes and not having to bother Congress. For 9 years, this agency was funded by the administration, and it did implement the recommendations of Agenda 21 through a process which very few people realize, called multimedia implementation. This is simply a way in which an agency of the government, the Department of Interior, for example, or let's take the Department of Agriculture, when they go to a farmer and say, we want you to do thus and so, and the farmer says, no, I don't think that's a wetland, or I don't want to do that, then through the President's Council on Sustainable Development, that agency can report to all of the agencies the failure of cooperation by this one farmer, and then every single agency can suddenly appear to conduct investigations, to test of compliance for rules and regulations, and the poor farmer feels just besieged by the federal government. That's how many of the recommendations of Agenda 21 have been implemented administratively.
Mm.
Now, I want to call your attention and your audience's attention to an executive order by Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, and that is his White House Rural Council.
Right.
This was enacted just this current month, on June 9th, by executive order, to create a new council to focus particularly on rural America, to continue the implementation of the recommendations of Agenda 21 using multimedia enforcement.
Hmm. Well, and I don't have that in front of me, Henry, but if I remember correctly, on the very, very first or second paragraph, it has that word sustainable in there.
You're
and
right.
Then it sets up the Department of Agriculture secretary as being the
chairman,
head of the council.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Doreen, you particularly, with all of your work on the National Animal Identification System, recognize that the new USDA approach for electronic animal tracking will be tickled to death to use this multimedia enforcement, calling on all of the other agencies to put pressure on farmers who resist. You know, this is such a blatant imposition, the federal government intruding into the lives of private people, that it just is absolutely frustrating. Makes you want to pick up a 2x4 and head for Washington.
Well, yeah, I think that might be a good idea. the United States Department of Agriculture is probably the largest agency in the federal government, and they control so many things. It's just ridiculous, actually. And their accountability is such that, Henry, they don't even know how many employees they have.
It is absurd.
And yet they have this monstrous budget. And what people really have to understand is if you're dealing with one arm of the federal government, period, you take a grant to buy a hoop house from the United States Department of Agriculture, some adjunct therein, under the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food thing, and you're in with every single agency.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a contract. When you take anything from them, a permission slip, you are giving them authority. And people have to understand that the only way to be free is to not take that money, to not go for their benefits, because their benefits all come wrapped in chains.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. It's dangerous to get in bed with the federal government anymore. Back in the early 80s, I managed a company that farmed about 500 acres here in West Tennessee. And we did business with the Soil Conservation Service almost on a daily basis, an agency of the Department of Agriculture that was created to assist farmers. Well, in the early, mid-1980s, the Soil Conservation Service morphed into the the environmental something service. It's no longer to help farmers, but to protect the environment.
Right.
And from that point forward, the federal government has just become the enemy of farmers, in my view.
Oh, well, you know, the thing is that they'll use words that are nice words, but once you understand them, like, for instance, sustainable, when sustainable's coming out of a policymaker's mouth or it's coming out of a government bureaucrat's mouth, what it means is non-existent. If they say sustainable farming, they mean non-existent farming. Sustainable energy, non-existent energy.
Yeah. I like to say when it comes out of a bureaucrat's mouth, sustainable means government approved.
Okay.
You're talking about sustainable farming, it's government approved farming. A sustainable community is a government approved community. Anything that is not government approved is not sustainable.
Right. And that's really the crux of the issue, Henry, is they want everyone to be certified, licensed, audited, and inspected in order to do anything.
Exactly.
Agriculture is really important to everyone, and that's kind of what made me just unable to go ahead and, you know, move ahead with my plans. I pretty much had to stop my life and go to verbal war with the USDA on the National Animal Identification System. But one thing I want to point out, and this happens continually, is that we are getting name changes thrown at us. First, the plan that the USDA was pushing was called the National Farm Animal Identification Program. Then it became the United States Animal Identification Program. Then it became the National Animal Identification System, and now it's the Animal Disease Traceability Framework, or as I call it, another dangerous trap, ADT.
Yes. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's just games they play, but they are relentless, and it's almost
everything.
Impossible to fight them unless you do it as groups.
Mm-hmm. And that's your organization, Freedom 21, Henry. Could you please tell us about that after we come back from the break here?
It
seems to me that that's one of the most effective things to do, join together to fight against this big old monster. We'll be back in a minute with Henry Lance.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
All righty, and we are back on The Unsolicited Opinion. I am Doreen Honus, otherwise known as Truth Bomber, and I am sitting in today for Maggie Rodden. And we are visiting with Henry Lamb. Now, Henry, you have a couple of different websites, and I was talking about Freedom 21 because you'd mentioned before the break that it's important for groups to get together to fight this. So could you just expound on that a little bit for us,
sure,
please?
As I said earlier, we created our organization, our first organization in 1988 as the Environmental Conservation Organization. I very quickly learned that most of our domestic environmental policy was directly out of the United Nations. So I went to my first United Nations meeting in 1996, where I saw in Geneva, Switzerland, where I saw how they operate. And from that meeting, I called some friends back here in the United States, Bob Boyd in Maine, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and Tom DeWeese, and a few others, and suggested that we really need an organization to work at the international level to try to influence policy as it is being created. So in 1996, we created Sovereignty International to do just that. And it was at that meeting that I bought my first copy of Agenda 21. It was not available on the web way back then. Okay. And I've read most of the thing on the flight home. And the more I read, the more outraged I became. And
It's pretty grueling reading, Henry.
Yes. Freedom 21, for many years, since 1993, in fact, have been conducting national conferences around the country. We held our first in Rio in 1993 and our second in 1996 in Kansas City. And it was at that conference that the theme was the global environmental agenda, the impact of Agenda 21. And that was the first time any organization in this country had presented the environmental program of the United States as a part of an international. We were blamed for being called a conspiracy theory. But, you know, of course, we presented the actual documents, and that's exactly what has become well known now.
Mm-hmm.
But that was back in 1996. In 1999, we put together a meeting in Washington with about 10 organizations, including Eagle Forum, Committee for Constructive Tomorrow, and Tom DeWeese's American Policy Center, and several other organizations, recognizing that we were all working toward essentially the same goal, advancing the principles of freedom,
mm-hmm.
and that we realized the name Environmental Conservation Organization no longer covered our mission. So we changed the name of our organization to Freedom 21, sort of as a counter to Agenda 21. And we put together an extensive document called an alternative to Agenda 21, and it has become sort of the Bible of the freedom movement. And it is the whole function and purpose is to identify the principles of freedom in public policy that we need to advance at every level of government. And we do that by cooperating with every kind of an organization that shares the philosophy and the goal of advancing the principles of freedom. We work with Tea Party groups, 9/12 groups, you know, Russell Woods group and the Property Rights Congress, mm-hmm. another a group that we helped to begin back years ago. But the only way to fight City Hall is to join together with your neighbor, and at the local level on up.
Yes, sir. I think we may have lost Henry Lynn. Okay.
No, I'm still here. I just had to cough.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem. Okay, so how effective would you say it's been, sir?
Nowhere near as effective as we would like for it to be. But we continue to see encouragement. More and more people are waking up, and they are waking up because the enforcement of these rules and the recommendations of Agenda 21 that have been going into place over the last 10 years are just now coming home to bite people in the butt. And once they are bitten, they want relief. They want help. They want to know what to do. And we're hearing every day from more and more and more of those people. Let me call your attention to an extensive article that appeared in the L.A. Weekly News just last week. I think it was June 23rd, talking about how people who live in rural Los Angeles County are losing their private property because of violations of Agenda 21 recommendations through a concept called the amortization of non-conforming uses. This is
amortization of non-conforming uses?
Yeah, that's sort of a bland statement, but it covers a multitude of sins. What it means is that when a county, such as Los Angeles County mm-hmm. and many other counties throughout this country, adopt a new code, building code, environmental code, or whatever kind of code, the landowner has a certain number of years, determined by local government, to bring their properties, structures, lands, whatever, up to the new code. And during this time, the amortization of non-conforming uses is accepted. But at the end of that period, if the landowner has not brought his structure or land up to the new code, then the property rights are extinguished, and the county may take that property without compensation.
Okay,
they may they may go in and bring the property up to code and send the dude the bill. And if you can't pay the bill, then put a lien on the property and take it. This is happening in Los Angeles County. It is happening in other places around this country. And it is the one of many techniques being used by government to take land out of the hands of private owners and get it into the federal inventory.
Okay, so this is the county government signs on effectively to the International Property Maintenance Code. And no, sir?
That code or any one of a dozen other international codes, many of which have various forms of this concept embedded.
Okay, but what I've seen being implemented, even in the state of Missouri, which is generally a pretty free state, this year our legislature passed a law that anyone that has a junkyard, this is undefined, within 200 feet of a county or a state road has to put up a 10-foot high fence. Now, a junkyard's undefined. That could be two vehicles. It's undefined.
Oh, yes.
And
words like blight are undefined in many of these actually comprehensive land use plans that are being adopted by counties as a mandate from the state, who has implemented a law from the American Planning Association developed by the APA with funds granted by the federal government. But however it becomes an ordinance, it is enforceable, and the effect is the same.
Henry, I hear the music, so we'll be right back with more of the Unsolicited Opinion with Henry Lamb in a moment. Thank you.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
And we are back with the Unsolicited Opinion, visiting with Henry Lamb today. I want to go ahead and give out the phone number for callers, because this is a real opportunity to ask a man who's been involved in this forever questions. 877-254-7524. Go ahead and call in, 877-254-7524. Henry, you were talking about the American Planning Association briefly before the break. And This, I think, is really critical for people's understanding. We have all of these associations and such that are basically making law by coddling up to the local or the state government and getting things enacted in ordinance. Would you like to expand upon that a little bit?
Yes. The President's Council, agencies within the President's Council on Sustainable Development, gave grants to the American Planning Association back in the 1990s, totaling more than $5 million, with the specific charge to create model legislation for states and local governments to enact. They published a book called Growing Smart, a legislative guidebook, in which there are three model statutes and two model executive orders. And states then are given grants by the agencies of the federal government to enact these model pieces of legislation. And these pieces of legislation, in some instances, mandate counties go through a process, a visioning process, and adopt local comprehensive plans. And in other instances, in other states, they may adopt legislation that does not require counties to do it, but encourages counties to do it.
Right.
And by do it, I mean to create comprehensive land use plans.
So to go along, they get money. And we have a caller. I'd like to go ahead and take the caller, please. And hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, last week, or probably the week before last, Maggie had a guest on talking about the same type of issues you're talking about today.
Okay.
And somebody called in, I believe, before the half-hour break from California. And this guy literally went through hell and is probably still going through it for just these issues. And he was in the rural part of the country, of the area, I assume Southern California, I'm not sure. But, I mean, she talked to him for the rest of the show. And the guest sort of got left in the dust. And this guy could have talked for 4 hours about what he was going through. Now, maybe Maggie's going to pursue this caller that called in, but I mean, this guy had all sorts of ammunition, but he was literally paying for everything and having to conform, and it was outrageous is what it was. And I just wanted to say, if you get a hold of Maggie, she might have had contact with this caller more recently, between this caller and Henry Lamb, you could probably, get all sorts of ammunition.
Right. There's no shortage of ammunition. There, in fact, in Los Angeles County alone, there are literally hundreds of people who are being left homeless. And on our website, sovereignty.net, there is an extensive story about many of them. An elderly couple, for example, who could not afford to have their home demolished, are being forced to dismantle their home board by board themselves because the county code enforcement officer insists that their building that was been there for 23 years has to be removed from a 5-acre lot in the middle of the desert. It's just absolute stupidity. But nonetheless, government has a motive, and that motive is to get the land away from private landowners.
Yeah, and to move people into these easily managed, smart growth communities.
That's government-approved communities.
There you go. It's sustainable, but it certainly isn't sustainable for freedom.
That's correct.
One caller said he was in construction, so he had equipment and supplies that would, come and go on his property as needed, depending on what his workload was like. Well, lately his workload hasn't been very good. So this stuff sort of sits around, and I don't know if they classified it as a junkyard or just a blight on the countryside or what. This guy's living. And, I mean, they really put the screws to this poor guy.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing it all over.
Yeah, hundreds of people suffering the same kind of thing all over the country. Most of them just don't get into the news. But over the last 20 years, I have seen stories, people, Pearl O.C. Mills and his son both spending 24 months in a federal penitentiary simply because they put 19 loads of sand on their own private property in preparation to build a son a home after getting a local building permit and approval from the state. You know, that's outrageous, but it happened.
Okay. Can you explain that a little bit more? They got 19 loads of sand and they spent 2 years in jail?
Oh, yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with that story.
This is in Florida. They got their building permit from the county. They got approval from the state Department of Environmental Protection and set out to build a son a house. They marked it off, brought in 19 loads of building sand to lay the foundation, and then in walks the Fed and said, you have polluted the waters of the United States.
Oh,
and Pearl O.C. Mills says, you're crazy. I've got my permits. Go ahead and take me to court. They took him to court. The federal judge says the federal law supersedes state law. You may not submit your building permit. You may not submit your documents of approval from the state. And there went his defense. As a result, he was convicted of violating the Clean Waters Act, sentenced to 24 months, both he and his son, simply because his son's name was on the deed. And there they sat.
Yep. And we can sing the little land of the free, huh?
Well,
my goodness.
I've got stories like that accumulated over 20 years that every time I think about them, it just makes me sick.
Okay. Well, caller, thank you for calling in. I appreciate
Great program.
Okay. Thank you. I believe, have a little bit more time, and we'll be back after this break with more from Henry Lamb. Go ahead and call in. 877-
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And we are back on the Unsolicited Opinion. We're visiting with Henry Lamb today. Again, my name is Doreen Hannes. I'm known as Truth Farmer. And Henry Lamb has a couple of websites. The one that you probably need to go to first is freedom21.org and also sovereignty.net. Now, this issue of O.C. Mills in Florida is prime example of what happens when you're subjected to the licensing and you are asking for permission to use your property. And that's what groups that I'm involved with are all about, is protecting private property rights, because if we can't use our property without permission, then we really can't be free, Henry. And that's one of my operating parameters.
Well, you're absolutely right. The very definition of ownership is to control the use of the property. And if government controls the use of property through a comprehensive plan, a rule, a regulation, or a law, then what you own is the privilege of paying taxes on land controlled by another. And that's no freedom. That's not America that our founders created, and that's not where I want to live, and I want to change it.
Well, and you've done an awful lot to do that. I'm going to give out the number again in case anybody else would like to call in and ask Henry a quick question. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Now, what do you have coming up, Henry? What events are coming up for Freedom 21 or Sovereignty.net? Or
we are co-sponsoring with local organizations, local conferences this year. We've already co-sponsored a couple in Florida and in other parts of the country. We have one coming up in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and one in Ogden, Utah, or in Salt Lake City, Utah, and two or three others in the making. And the whole focus is on Agenda 21, teaching people what it is, what it means, how it came about, and most importantly, how to fight it. And this is exceedingly important. And our websites are devoted to these goals and objectives, and encouraging people to get together in local groups and work together to overturn the work of the President's Council on Sustainable Development and organizations such as the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, that's now working with almost 1,200 local cities and counties to implement Agenda 21. You know, we have to get together, we have to get informed, and we have to get involved. And through local organizations is the only way to do it.
And the county level is much easier for people to get involved in. It doesn't have the distance factors that even a lot of states have as far as their capital goes.
Exactly.
And it certainly doesn't have that D.C. distance factor, which is also an intellectual and emotional distance factor.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And we have learned, and the hard way, we have learned that you can really be more effective at the local level, working as a group, even all the way to Washington. And people think, for some reason, that if you go stand in a crowd in Washington and make a big hoopla, a TV camera will look at you, and by George, we made a big impression. But the next day, there's another crowd on the other side of the fence, even bigger than George.
Well, that's all the time we have. I'm so sorry. I don't have a second clock on my computer, so bless everyone. Hope you have a great week. Thank you, Henry Lamb. We will see you all on the other side. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Doreen. Bye-bye.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart,
gold, ever climbing.